every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPAFAMOUSE.
Did he leave NA and CA both out while mentioning like PA like three times?
No.
I bet you did.
I usually say AANAOACA.
But you didn't.
You know, no? I wouldn't worry about that because we've got a bigger problem.
What's our problem?
Because I discovered at the end of the last show that my mic was only half plugged in.
Which half?
It wasn't all the way plugged in, so I have no way of knowing if on the last show.
When you mic tested, it was okay?
Well, I plugged it in 3/4 of the way through the show, so we shall
see. You unplugged it at some point.
Okay. Well, we'll find out about that.
Next show.
Matter of fact, I want to give a shout-out to Dr. Drew, who does our intro and says thank you for listening to Recovery 101. Dr. Drew, hell of a nice guy. Did an interview with him once. Halfway through the interview, I realized I didn't have the recorder on. And nice. I looked at him and I said, I did a real bonehead dope fiend maneuver. And he goes, forget to turn the recorder on? I said, yep. He goes, you want to do it again? I'm like, that would be awesome.
Yep.
Yep. Nice guy. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelly.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Dude.
Yeah, he was a nice guy about it.
Good.
Was quite helpful. So.
What?
What's going on in the world today?
Peace.
That's exciting.
The Olympics.
The Olympics. The guy. What's his name? The swimmer. Set like the super record. Phelps.
Michael Phelps.
The stoner. You know what's really weird about that? Now that we know that he's a stoner, the fact that he's won more Olympic records than anyone.
We like him better, don't we?
Well, doesn't it? It almost like sends the wrong message to the youth of America.
Yeah, flies in the face of logic.
It's like the guy is a stoner and he has more Olympic medals than anyone in history. Mm-hmm. He's like the greatest single swimming athlete or athlete overall in the Olympics of all time, and he's a stoner. Damn.
You know what it is about the Olympics?
What am I going to tell my daughter now? Stay away from weed. It'll make you an awesome athlete.
Go win a gold medal. We don't care what you do.
Yeah.
You know how he trained.
Yeah. You smoke a bong and you hold your breath as long as you can. It's great for swimming.
Yeah, but so he gets stung.
Oh, my God, that's true.
Yeah. So he gets stung. All his coach has to do is stand at the other end of the pool with a Twinkie.
That's it.
Dude.
That's how he got so fast.
Can you imagine?
That's it.
They put a hostess ho-ho
yep.
at the other end of the pool.
There was a slick of Cheetle following him down the pool.
He dives in and orange floats to the surface.
You know what I don't understand, though, of the Olympics? Baseball is out. Trampoline is in.
What do you mean baseball is out?
There's no baseball at the Olympics
anymore? There's no baseball at the Olympics anymore. Trampoline is in.
I can kind of understand not doing baseball because it's not a worldwide sport.
It is a worldwide sport.
It is not. The U.S., Canada, and Japan does. U.S., Canada, and Japan does not make it a worldwide sport.
Puerto Rico?
Cuba? Puerto Rico?
Well, you know, we are beginning to run out of places after that, though. Really. I mean, really. It's not like there's a big Russian league and Chinese league and European league. At least Europe has like regular football. When are they going to have football? They've got soccer. Let's have football. They've got an entire European football league. That would be awesome. They should have football. We could take any NFL team just go in there and just run circles around everybody. Just like we did with basketball. There's a spider somewhere, huh? I just saw him in my vision. Get him. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yeah, she got him all right. Smashed him right in the side of my head.
USA Basketball won both their games by like 70, 80 points, the men's team and the women's team.
Yeah. What I'm waiting for truly, I mean, if there's going to be trampoline, because there's things like the X Games, and this stuff is very popular now. I got to tell you, I don't know why, like, skateboarding and stuff is not in the Olympics. I mean, it's...
They've got their own games.
You've got skiing. Yeah, but the skiing does, too. You've got skiing world championships.
I was watching, and, you know, with my dope fiend mind, and I was thinking about some of the things you could combine, like trampoline and skeet shooting. Wouldn't that be great?
Wait a minute. Okay, so they've added what are they called? Trampoliners? Trampolonists?
Trampolonai.
They're people that were good enough to make the gymnastics team.
So they needed that extra help.
So what, I mean, is it like...
They jump on a trampoline flips and twists and turns. The only good thing about it was the other day they were showing a warm-up and one of the girls missed.
Just catapulted forever?
Yeah, just catapulted right off it. That was awesome. Probably did. I thought, you know, trampoline and skeet combined. Archery, they should just put two teams behind walls, and that way you always know who the winner is.
Yeah.
You just shoot at each other. I mean, let's add some excitement to this stuff.
I like it.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea. I just got a call from Redgate Memorial Hospital.
You did?
Yeah.
Anybody there you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. One of my sponsees.
Oh, okay.
Have you talked to that sponsor?
He'll leave me a voicemail.
Oh.
Have you talked to him since you went in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did he leave you a short message?
Probably.
Okay.
Well, you know what that means.
What?
Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Sweet.
Dude.
Okay. Shout-outs to the Zoo Crew.
The Recovery 101 Zoo Crew. That's what Bruce the Gazette guy called us once. But he called that to us.
He called us the Zoo Crew.
The Rat Pack, whatever, whoever they are.
The Newsy Crew.
Okay.
The Crack Crew.
Florida!
There you go.
Thank you.
Remind me to tell you about Snoop Dogg.
Speaking of the Crack Crew?
Yeah.
Okay.
The county deputies arrested Michelle Gay, 39 years old, from an American Coach bus line.
American Coach. Is that like a bus?
Yeah, it's like Greyhound from Florida or something like that. She made a false report of a bomb and attempted to create chaos on the bus. It was determined that she was intoxicated.
So there was someone bombed on the bus.
Yeah.
There was somebody bombed. After she was arrested, she was able to slip out of a waist chain that fastened her handcuffed wrists to her body.
Oh, I've seen those,
Do you remember a couple weeks ago or a couple shows ago or whatever, we were talking about the gal that escaped from the police car, escaped from her handcuffs, and then once they caught her, she escaped from a full body wrap?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So now this woman's escaping from her waist chain handcuff thingy.
We're not making stuff as good as we used to.
Yeah, either we're not making stuff as good, or people are, or these are all tweakers, and they're just so skinny that the crap's falling
off.
What
was her nickname? Houdini?
Yeah.
Houdina?
Houdina. Houdini.
Wait, I have a news story. I didn't believe it when I heard it.
Yes.
But apparently it's true.
What?
Snoop Dogg has changed his name.
Yes, he has.
Now
to
what?
Snoop Lion.
Which really
I swear to God. To Snoop Lion.
Yes,
and he's going to stop rapping completely.
Yes.
Yeah.
In favor of reggae.
He's just going to roar.
In favor of reggae. He's going to be Snoop Lion.
Because
I think he's going to move to Jamaica, man.
He's in Jamaica now with his wife. Apparently the Lion of Judea is an important symbol to reggae folks or whatever.
Apparently he's not going to stop.
For the last 4 years, has he been anything with Snoop? Who cares?
Yeah. A lot of I'm pretty sure he's not going to stop smoking weed, though, if he's getting into reggae.
Next, he should change his name to Snoop Prince.
You know what? The artist formerly known as Snoop?
Yeah.
He's going to have a symbol?
Yeah, big ampersand.
It's going to be the zigzag man?
Yeah, the big zigzag man. That's right.
I think that Snoop should go back to his real name because he has a great name for a musician, Calvin Brados.
Calvin Brados?
Yeah. Brados.
Bravas?
Brados.
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 Hey, Brada.
Calvin.
Calvin Brados.
Hey, Brada.
I think it's a perfectly fine name.
Sounds
I don't
like
a
Hawaiian
why he wants to...
name.
You know.
Hey, Brada.
Why does he want a stupid name like that?
Calvin, you get tapped two in the head. Pop, pop.
What?
Send your hate
what?
Mail
yeah.
to Mark.
What?
All you rappers.
What? In the butt? Yikes.
One of my sponsees last night was walking around like the Mexican Tupac.
Dead?
He had the bandana tied around his head backwards like that, and I'm like,
and
what are you, six-pack Shakur?
He's practically bald now because he shaved his head, and it was awesome, and it was magenta. It was pink. It was bright pink.
It was awesome.
I loved it.
Shout out to Mike.
Speaking of colors, here's a study done by the Journal of Hospitality and Tourism Research.
They found, I want to do those studies.
They found that waitresses who wear red get up to 26% more tips.
Really?
Or higher tips, actually. But only from male customers.
Sweet. Do they leave the word lingerie out?
No, yeah. They actually showed there were
leave the word bustier out.
In the story, there was actually a picture of one of the waitresses in the study. She was just wearing a red T-shirt. The whole thing was, they had the waitresses every day. They wore a different color T-shirt with the same color pants, and across the board, on the days when they wore the red T-shirts, they got up to 26% higher tips than on any other color.
What restaurants
over what period of time?
What restaurants wear red? Doesn't like Red Lobster or something wear red? Those girls must be making good money.
Doesn't say what the period of time was.
Hooters wears white and orange.
Now I'll bet they get good tips, too.
I bet they get good tips. I'm not saying.
They might wear red lipstick, though.
I'm not saying. I'm
just
saying.
Just saying.
Okay.
I bet on average Hooters girls make more tips than most waitresses.
At Roadies?
There you go.
In Texas, the Guinness Book of World Records has recorded the largest pie fight in history. The event was organized by Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey to raise money for the Children's Medical Center.
I have a comment on this after you tell me how many pies.
Now, well, it doesn't say how many pies actually in the story, but what I find interesting is, and see if you can spot the error in this sentence. A total of 714 participants threw pies at the American Airlines Center.
Did they hit the American Airlines Center?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be. They were at the American Airlines Center throwing pies.
We have to assume there's at least 714 pies.
At least.
Now, I'm waiting for the activist group.
At the American Airlines Center?
What?
All being thrown at the American Airlines Center?
According to this article, wouldn't
a pie fight need to be thrown at each other?
I would think so.
I'm
but
protesting. It wasn't an official pie fight.
I'll tell you what's going to be the protest. Is someone's going to come up and go, with all the homeless people around there, and where was this at? Texas?
Yes.
With like all the homeless people in downtown Dallas, you guys threw 714 pies away?
Well, actually, when you have a pie throwing contest, I think it's usually just whipped cream in a pie tin.
Oh. You threw away all that? Oh, Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Dude, I love.
Soupy says.
I love eating
pie.
Cool Whip. Oh. Well, I love eating pie,
you
too.
You like pie?
I like all kinds of pie.
Want some pie?
Okay. To
the last decimal, I want pie.
A Japanese company,
Ohio,
has come out with a new flavor of ice cream, which sounds really disgusting.
Godzilla's poop?
No, soy sauce.
Soy sauce ice cream?
Soy sauce flavored
ice
cream.
That really doesn't sound good.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, but you know what? I would have originally said that wasabi ice cream would sound disgusting, too, And I know people that have had it. I've had it. It was like, I'm not a huge wasabi fan, but it was like okay. You know, I would have never thought about putting it together.
Where did you have wasabi ice cream?
I can't remember now, but I had it. It wasn't as hot. I mean, it had some heat. Well, you look at these shows on the Food Network, and they're like doing some dessert, and like the main ingredient that day was like jalapeno. And they're making like jalapeno ice cream because it exists.
That'd be okay because it would, as it got hot, it would cool you off.
Well, and then it's also a milk product, so yeah. It would be, it's good for stopping heat.
You know what I've had good that's really good? Avocado sorbet.
And see, it doesn't sound good, really, but it probably good. Is.
It is.
Everything with avocado is good.
That's right. You can't have anything bad.
Our friend Marty's over here going, shit.
I ate it with chips.
It's got fat, man. I can't have it. Because let me tell you, guac.
Guac, baby.
Guac, baby. I had two gigantic. Matter of fact, we got these two things of guac, and it turns out my Mexican buddy does not eat guacamole. So I had to eat one of them by myself.
Oh.
A whole order of it.
Oh.
When I was done, I needed Tums.
Yeah.
I had so much.
Probably the lobster burrito that followed it, huh?
I had a lobster burrito that followed it, yes.
I had a feeling. I missed the call.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
Moving on. Stupid study alert.
Bleep,
again.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
The new findings will be published in the Journal of Toxicological Sciences.
There's a toxicological science?
There is a toxicological science.
I just like to hear the word toxicological. Yeah.
Toxicological.
It's two drunk guys.
Toxicological.
<Yes. laughs> Two drunk guys in a bar saying, yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if we tried this?
Yeah. Hey, Ted.
They're all at a frat. They live at the Animal House.
Apparently, and I don't know why they wanted to find out why fruit flies would do this, but fruit flies exposed to methamphetamine drastically reduce their food intake and increase their physical activity, just like humans.
But they couldn't get it up.
The study found that
could
the
get it off.
Primary like it, yeah. reason for death in these insects is starvation because they don't eat because they're on meth.
Oh, is this a way to get rid of fruit flies now? Give them all speed?
Methamphetamine. Well, they were...
Call the Hell's Angels. We need more meth.
They're trying to track metabolological changes in the fruit flies to see how that translates into humans. I'm thinking...
Why?
Why? We haven't done the research for them. I mean, why they spent somebody spent
money
on this?
Studies.
Yeah, just call us.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll
hey, if you want to
free
study,
Starbucks, give us a Starbucks coupon. We'll tell you all you need to know.
If you want
to
study meth's effect on any other creature, let us know. Just cut us a check.
Yeah.
You know what? Camels. Meth makes camels more active, and they eat less. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Where was this?
Locusts?
Yeah.
They fly a lot faster, but they don't eat any of the crops.
Oh, perfect.
At LAX, that's the Los Angeles International Airport, Rogelio Mauricio Harris.
This is a drug deal. This is a drug deal gone bad.
Pretty much. He was arrested after trying to smuggle drugs out of the U.S.,
idiot.
Why?
And into Japan.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, he was stopped at the airport because they thought it was a little suspicious that he had 45 bars of chocolate in his carry-on. He had the rocks embedded in the chocolate bars.
Blow it.
He's lucky. You know why he's lucky?
They didn't get him in Japan.
He's lucky they got him here. Because he'll do less time here than there. And he'll say, I don't know, I just bought these chocolate bars. I don't know what's in them.
Yeah. I bought them
go
at the
after
gift
C's.
Store. I bought them at the gift store. Arrest them.
Yeah. Those bastards in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, really. Apparently, in Salt Lake City, if you are a cake maker, then you are all that in a bag of chips. Jerry Michael Moore... had apparently robbed two Little Caesars pizza restaurants by going up to the counter and handing the employee a note that stated, this is a robbery. He did not have a weapon of any kind and made no threatening He didn't threaten them physically or anything. Mm-hmm. Just handed the pizza guys a note that said,
keep him out of a long jail term.
That said, this is a robbery. Whereupon the Little Caesars pizza guys handed over a little bit of money. He only made about $100 at each Little Caesars, but, you know, that's drug money.
At $5 a pizza, that's
20 pieces.
Yeah. Yes. Well, then he went to a bakery, a cake shop, that is not named in this story. The cake employees, the bakers or whatever, said, up yours, we're not giving you any money, and chased him down and called the cops. Ooh. So apparently bakers in Salt Lake City are all that in a bag of chips, but the pizza guys are wusses.
You got to stay away from the, what is the, maybe it's me, but what is the deal now with the explosion of muffin places? Or not muffins, cupcakes. Oh my God. If I see another cupcake competition show, I'm about to flip the F out. Because I'm watching these, and they all look like gonzo great cupcakes.
They are.
But it's, is it for anyone else than me, but watching these fabulous freaking Iron Chef shows, I'm like, dude, I want to eat that.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Cupcakes?
And I can't eat the cupcakes. Now, you could find some of the cupcake people, though. There's one in Glendora. It's like Two Moms Cupcakes or something. They were on that show once, too.
Yeah, the company that won, they won Cupcake Wars the first year, I believe. They're in Pasadena.
Oh,
no, the ones that you're talking about in Glendora, they won their time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've had their cupcakes once. One of the gals brought their green eggs and ham cupcakes in on Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Green eggs and ham.
Oh, no, my gosh, they're so awesome.
They're banana Nutella cupcakes.
Nutella?
Yeah. I'll tell you, the best cupcake I've ever had, though, the group that won Cupcake Wars the first year in Pasadena, they make a red velvet vegan cupcake. And they didn't tell me it was that until after I ate it. It was probably one of the best cupcakes I've ever had.
You know what I had once?
What'd you have once?
Some really effing good brownies.
Did you?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Really effing good brownies.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? I had chocolate chip cookies once. They had so much weed in them, they were green.
You thought it was St. Patrick's Day?
Dude, it should have been.
You done, Shelly?
Well, we got to do one more story because Fran sent this one in, and it's quite personal for her.
Okay.
Okay.
And it takes place in Tennessee.
Shout out to Fran.
And I'm not actually going to say the city because this happened down the street from Fran's apartment.
Okay.
Six people were arrested and charged with making meth and with weapons possession. Apparently, this was quite a big bust for that area. There was a strong chemical odor coming from the apartment. Kind of a blow it. When the police were called, when they arrived, they looked in the window and saw them cooking meth. So, you know, what, the curtains weren't closed?
That's a blow it.
You're not going to close the curtains? Police had to evacuate the neighboring apartments before entering the residence because they weren't sure if anything was going to blow up.
What about the one guy that was inside goes, I'm pretty sure I saw someone outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, no, you didn't. No, you're just being paranoid.
Yeah. Bang.
Once they got inside, other than the meth, they also discovered guns, cocaine, and marijuana. The neighbors in the nearby apartments were allowed to go back inside to get some of their belongings, but they were, as of right now, they have not recommended that they return to their residence until the entire place is, you know, cleaned out and sealed, you know, so that make sure nothing blows up.
Till the hazmat team goes through.
Right around the corner from here, on the street that is right, just one street down.
Yep.
Not long after I moved in over here, they had a thing in the middle of like 3 a.m. This meth house exploded, right over here. And I'm reading the article about it in the local newspaper, and it says local Covina resident Bill C. happened to witness the explosion. And I'm like, I know this guy. This guy's there for sure to get meth.
Yeah.
I just happened to be walking down the street when the meth lab exploded. Yeah, perfect.
Well, we are way over time now, and that is the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House Aware Program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
Welcome back.
Your dreams are your ticket out. Welcome back.
To that same old place that you laughed about. They used to laugh at this show, not so much anymore. So we have a topic.
What's our topic, Bruce?
Step six, which Shelley is?
Hold on a second.
We're
entirely ready to have God remove all his defects of character.
Sweet. That's one of those steps.
Yeah.
I've often told guys that I sponsor, if by the time you get to this step, you're not entirely ready for that, let's go back and work on some other steps.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. What do you think about it, Mark?
You don't have to really do anything other than be ready. I'm ready, entirely ready. I don't have to get rid of my defects of character. I don't have to identify my defects of character. I just have to be ready to get rid of them. Right?
Yeah.
I'm done doing the step.
You've already identified them.
Yeah, no kidding. You've done four. You've done five. You know what they are. Your sponsor knows what they are. God just found out what they are.
This is sort of like six, seven, and eight are all quite similar.
You can do them over a small coffee.
Well, you know, it's one of those things, like, became entirely, you know, became ready, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
And then you get seven, okay, give them away. Okay, I'm already ready, uh-huh. So then I do the prayer, I give them away. And then step eight is, make a list of all persons you'd harm. If you read in the big book, it says, oh, yeah, you already did that when you made your inventory. And
yeah.
It's like, okay, so I've already done
willing,
the list.
And be willing to make amends to
and
them
be willing to make amends, yeah.
Done.
So what do you think, Shelley? Became ready.
Who's the lead-out music player?
I had to do the backtracking thing a little bit because one of my defects of character was self-injury. And I discovered when we went to work on that I was not ready.
You're not quite done with that?
I was not ready to give that up because it was still a crutch that I was actively using, so I had to go back a little bit.
But did you say you would never give it up or that you just weren't ready to yet?
I wasn't ready to yet.
That's okay. According to the 12 and 12, that's okay.
I know, but the step says ready. Became ready.
Was
and you weren't ready.
Or were ready, or whatever it is. No, I wasn't ready. So
well,
I
then,
to,
for
I
people that aren't quite ready, what would you suggest, Shelley, as, like, what did you do to become ready?
Oh, we went back and worked the steps on that particular issue.
Oh.
Ooh. A new set of steps.
Did you write inventory on that and everything?
Yeah, I did a fair amount of writing on that one. I actually did almost as much writing on that one as I did on the first one, the steps as a whole, like
the alcohol one.
The alcohol.
Mm. Interesting. Now, did you after that though? Did you have any problem with that?
I haven't had any problem with that. Wait, it'll be 2 years, December 17th.
Sweet. Do you know the last time of your last injury?
December 17th.
Oh.
2 years ago.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I don't remember.
See?
That's I remember calling my sponsor about it, but I don't remember what it was.
So, on Stip Sex. On Stip
Sex?
On Stip On Stip Sex.
Stip Sex.
Hey, today's topic is Stip Sex.
Okay, you really got to lay off the booze before we do the show.
How do we do the 13th step?
Yeah.
Stip Sex.
Stip Sex. I mean, we can kind of come to agreement that it's one of those that, you know, with the exception of Shelley finding a kind of a separate subject that she needed to go back and work on, if people have, you know, worked on everything they thought they needed to work on their inventory, this is kind of one of those steps that is, you should be ready to get rid of them by then. But what about people that aren't? Do you think for me, writing the inventory and doing the sharing the fifth step was way more stressful to me than becoming ready to get rid of my character defects.
And tossing the seven deadly sins.
Yeah.
Well, part of it is also when you say you're ready. I mean, I was ready to not feel like crap.
Exactly.
But it didn't happen for me until, and it was in God's time. And it was, another couple of years later. So I was ready to give up self-pity and self-deprecation and self-hatred. It just didn't happen right away.
Gotcha. Now, how about those people? Because I just thought of something that might make people not quite as ready. Basically, my character defects were all of my former assets. Most of them. You know, a lot of my defects were the things that got me through all my tough times in the past. And now all of a sudden they're like, okay, time to give it all up. Give those all to God. And I'm like, really? I did that famed rubber band theory. Let me give it to God until I think I can do it better.
Like what? Give me an example. What character defect?
Lying.
Oh, so you don't lie anymore?
Well, most of the time.
Well, just because I got rid of character defects didn't mean I didn't get new ones.
Didn't I just say the rubber band theory? That's where you give it to God until you think you can do it better yourself.
So you're not ready to be relieved of your lying.
Entirely ready.
You're not entirely ready.
I am entirely ready. I ask God to take it every day. If God doesn't quite grab it all, I don't know what I can do about that.
Right. That's in God's hands.
I give it to God. If God suddenly puts it back in my head that a small white lie might be beneficial at that moment.
I sense some wobbly thinking going on.
Wobbly?
Wobbly thinking. Fuzzy logic. That's what Carl Sagan calls it.
Let me give you an example of when lying can be beneficial. Would you like to know when that is?
When your wife says, do these pants make my butt look fat?
Do these pants make my butt look big?
I just said that.
I know, but that's where I was going with that. Every guy in America is like, or around the world is like.
Except you.
Yep.
Because you're about to say it.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say it.
Except you.
Well, except me.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to.
And me.
But it reminds me of the comedian. He's this New York comedian. He says, my wife, she wanted more honesty in our relationship. And he goes, so she asked me, hey, honey, do these pants make my butt look big? And I said, no, it's your big fat ass that makes your butt look big. Because all of a sudden, she didn't want so much honesty in our relationship.
Okay, I will, point of information here, Bruce.
POI.
Do I ever ask you if something makes me look fat?
There's no right way for you to answer this.
It's a landmine field.
No, I don't.
It's a field of landmines.
I never ask you if anything makes me look fat. I will say, do I look okay? And you usually say, you look fine, like a fine wine or fine china.
There you go.
And I have to take that at face value.
There you go.
But I never ask you if something makes me look fat because you know what? I know I'm fat. I don't need confirmation.
I don't ever recall saying you did ask me that. I'm saying the guys all over the world are going, yep. Yeah. Oh, yep. You know what? It's one of those things. It's kind of like, I'm feeling like I look old. And someone goes, no, you look you don't look like you're old. Damn it, I know I'm looking old.
See, that's why my female friends like going shopping with me. I hate going shopping. But some of my closer female friends have discovered that I am a good person to take shopping because if they look crappy in something, I will say, oh my God, that's a train wreck. I won't let them buy it. I'm not going to say, oh, do you like that? Oh, okay, well, that's great. I won't, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If you look like that's why I was a crappy shoe salesman because I worked in a shoe store. And my sales numbers were terrible because if they look crappy in the shoes, I would tell them they look crappy.
Like, wow, those are really ugly shoes on you.
I would. I'm not going to let somebody
that's
walk
when you're supposed to say,
shoes.
But these $160 pumps would look awesome.
I would point them towards something else, but a lot of times I lost sales. And they were very grateful. They'd say, oh, thank you so much for being honest. But
For saving me all that money. I'll be yes. over at Payless. Yeah.
Exactly.
I have something you may like better.
Well, at any rate, we got off track talking about fat butts and stuff.
Well, yeah.
No, we were talking about lying.
Yeah, we were talking about lying. Yeah. So, what do you think, Mark?
About what?
Step six.
I think that the economy is not really that great right now, and I have some ideas how we could improve
it. I think
it.
I've done it a couple times. I think I did it right.
Actually, I do it. That's one of those steps, really, yeah. that I do every morning.
Yeah, because how many freaking character defects I have? There are seven. The seven deadly sins. I've got 142 versions of each.
Yeah.
So 6,483. I'm doing the best I can.
I love when guys tell me when they say, "Oh, am I ready? I've got to remove my character defects." I go, I don't know what they all are. I go, "Here's a list."
Yeah.
And they go, that's printed. I go, what do you think? You have different character defects than everybody else?
All the same.
What do you think? You're terminally
unique?
I just have
variations of them.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit suspicious when we first started my fifth, and my sponsor starts writing already. I barely said anything, and she's making a list of something. I'm like,
I don't even do that. I take a printed out list.
Yeah. Oh, she wrote them all down. And I was like halfway through my reading, and she stopped writing. I'm like, aren't you going to write anything down? She said, no, I'm done.
Usually when I'm talking to someone, I've got the list, and if there's ones that I hear like over and over again in the inventory, I'll be like, check that one. I'll be like, yeah. You have all of these, but you know, you really got to watch this. Like, you know, you're too self-deprecating.
Some of them you're on the all-star team.
Yeah. Yeah. You're too self-deprecating, you know, low self-esteem, things
and
like that.
When I just did, you know, a couple months ago, did a fifth with one of my sponsees that's actually done it. Every time I'd say, okay, and this is, we went down her list of defects and she said, how do you know that? I said, because I have it. How do you know that? Because I do that. We all do the same things.
Yeah. People got like sort of get offended. It's like, how do you have a list printed out for me already? You haven't even heard it yet. Dude,
yeah.
You're a garden variety alcoholic addict like me. We all have those. Bastard.
Yeah. Yeah. If you really want to, you can pick one and cross it off the list.
And then let me tell you where you're wrong on that.
Yeah. That'll be the one we work on first.
Yeah. So, Shelley?
Yes?
What would your final words on step six be?
Well, I think it was kind of a daunting list. You know, when it's all laid out in black and white, exactly what's wrong with you, it's a little intimidating. But I don't think it has to be intimidating because the reality is once you are ready to have God remove those defects of character, that list doesn't belong to you anymore. It's God's list. All you have to do is let Him work.
Ooh. Ooh. You telling God He's got a set of character defects? Yikes.
God owns everything about you.
Huh?
So they're God's defects, not yours.
No, that's not
Sweet.
What I said. You guys suck.
Makes me feel much better.
Yeah.
Mark, what are your final words?
Your character defects are suckage.
I will never be rid of all my character defects. The best I can do on a daily basis is to be ready to have them removed.
If you let's see. I can't do them the way Mark does them, where he just rips them off like that. But if you don't become willing to get rid of your defects, you better get ready to go. Doesn't really sound that good, but you don't. If you don't become ready,
Peanut
you don't. Be,
Gallery says
if you don't
where?
Become ready to stay, you'll be ready to go.
Peanut Gallery says, "Go where?"
To Starbucks in 5 minutes. Shelly?
What?
Someone wants to listen to the show.
Does that bring us to the end of a recovery-packed episode?
A recovery-packed episode.
If they would like to listen to the show, they can go to recovery101.net, click on one of the shows. You can click on like or permalink. If you're already a member, thank you. You have just been counted, and you've helped our stats, and it does good things.
Awesome.
If you're not a member, Podomatic will ask you if you'd like to join. You do want to join. It's fun and free. You can follow us. You can like all the old shows, leave comments and topic suggestions. You can put us on playlists because that'll, you know, make for a hot time on a Saturday night. You know, just stick the speaker in the window and blast it at your neighbor. And, yeah, you should do that.
That'd be awesome. You know what? When I was in college, we had, like, these big-ass stereo systems, and the fraternities would have wars. They'd put the speakers up in the windows. That'd be awesome. They're playing, like, some metal over there, and they're from our side. You hear...
I think the metal would win.
Yeah, probably
not over the long haul.
Yeah, that's right. Not over the long haul, maybe. So, Mark, who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
There's a 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go to our site, recovery101.net, scroll down, find the 12-Step Gazette link, and click on it. Take you right to his fine publication, which you can read online. You can get emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription, and he'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service.
Sweet.
If you have a recovery house, Alano Club, someplace where many of the sick gather, contact Bruce and he'll send you out some hard copies to
strew. Yeah, and if you live close to us, we'll give you a bunch.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, contact Bruce if you're interested in a franchise and he'll give you all the information you need.
We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelly, who is the lead out music by?
It's by Booby Trap.
Booby.
Dream.
Sweet.
Dude.
Marty, did you see them? Booby Trap? You didn't.
No.
Oh, man. Bummer for you. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
So when you're okay, get together and you're okay.